You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Randy Rusnak speaking. Ever since 2009, I have been looking for the best sounding clock app I could find. It's finally here. It's called Grand Clock. Now, I know some of you may have tried Grand Clock in the past, but it's now a different sounding Grand Clock. They actually use samples of real clock sounds and a real clock tick instead of those MIDI keyboard sounding clock apps. I never was happy with those sounds. I wanted to find one that sounded exactly like a clock, and I sure have. And I hope you enjoy it just as much as I do. The app Grand Clock, G-R-A-N-D space clock, costs 99 cents in American funds. You'll have to equate that to whatever currency in your part of the world. The developers of this app state that it is voiceover friendly. And it really is. There's only one slight glitch, and we'll get into it. It's not a very big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, before I start the demonstration, I'm going to have to mic this app. My mixer died. I hope you'll understand. Grand Clock will run on an iPad, iPod Touch, and an iPhone. I'm currently running version 9.3.5 with an iPhone 6S. I'm recording this Monday, September 12th, 2016. The version number of Grand Clock that I'm running currently is 1.5.4. Let's get right into it, shall we? Open Grand Clock.
11:03 a.m.
As you can hear, the tick starts when the app is launched. That tick will remain until you close the app or have your device running with an unlocked screen. That is, when you have it plugged in to a power source and never having your phone locked. When you close the app, the ticking stops. Now, when the app first launches, it presents you with a clock face that you can hear when you touch it. I'll just touch the screen, and you'll hear the time.
11:05 a.m.
And I just touched anywhere on the screen. Now, you can swipe.
11:05 a.m.
It actually takes up the whole screen face. There's no buttons any point on the screen that you can touch. However, when you touch the settings button, that's where the little glitch is. The settings button is at the top right of your screen. I'll just touch it.
Settings button.
You can double tap, and you'll see nothing happens.
11:07.
It just tells you the time. There is a way to open the settings menu, and I've been asked about this time and time again. So what you can do is touch the settings button with one finger.
Settings button.
Leave your finger on the settings button and do a split tap. That is, touch the screen with another finger and the settings menu will open. Setting button to open the menu, and I'm going to swipe all the way to the left.
Clock button.
That's the clock button. If I were to press that button, it would take you back to the clock. I'll demonstrate.
Clock settings button.
And there we are back at the clock again. So let's go into settings. Touch the right corner of the screen.
Settings button.
Do a split tap with one finger. Just tap on it one time. And it opened up the menu. Swipe back to the left. You'll hear a clock button.
Clock button.
I will flick once to the right.
More options button.
There's your options button. If I swipe right one more time, this is the frequency that the chime will toll. Flicking right with one finger. The chime will go off.
Never button.
Never. If you double tap the never button, it just shuts off the chimes. Many people have asked me, how do I stop the chimes from ringing, like if I'm going into a meeting? One way is to come in here and press the never button, and you'll never be interrupted with your chimes until you swipe to the right once.
Selected every 15 button.
And you can hear every 15 minutes is selected for me. Swiping right one more time.
Every 30 button, 3 of 4. Every 60 button, 4 of 4. Chime volume 100% adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So if you adjust the value here, you'll turn down your chimes.
Chime alert sound. Switched button on.
And I'm swiping to the right.
Tap to toggle setting.
This is another way to stop the chime alerts from happening. Swiping to the right.
Control chime alert volume and settings greater than sounds greater than ringer and alerts.
So you can go in there and adjust the volume of the chime in there if you wish. That will turn up chime sounds. I'm going to swipe to the right with one finger.
Tick-tock.
There's your tick-tock sound.
Switched button on.
So mine's on right now.
Double tap to toggle setting.
If I were to double tap that, you'd turn the tick-tock off.
Tick-tock volume, 40% adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And this is where you can control the tick-tock level.
St. Michael Chop tick-tock volume, 40% adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
If I flick another time, you're going to hear choices of chimes. There are in-app purchases. It comes with two chimes, which are very good. If you want to buy extra chimes, they're 99 cents. Let's give them a listen.
St. Michael Chop.
This is a picker item. We'll flick up with one finger. We're on St. Michael's.
St. Michael chimes.
Flick up with one finger.
Gong.
This is a gong sound. It's a mantle gong sound, like one of those spring coil type chimes, and it's very good. You actually hear the works of the clock's chimes engage. All right, that was St. Michael's, and it just happened to go off. So that's the nice sound that you get with the works sounds and everything. The little, you know, propeller that spins to govern how fast the chime goes. They even add that in. I mean, it's a real sampled clock sound. All right, so I'm going to use my picker item. We'll flick up.
Westminster.
And we'll flick up again.
Westminster.
So you have Westminster.
Gong. St. Michael chimes.
And I simply was just flicking down there just so you'd get an idea on what there was to offer. Let's flick one more time to the right.
St. Michael chimes.
And that's all. And that's all we have. Let's touch the left corner of the screen now.
Clock button.
And there's a clock button. But we want options, so we'll flick once to the right.
More options button.
Let's go in here.
More settings button.
I just double tapped. And there's settings. So let's double tap on settings.
Clock button. Add chimes button.
There's add chimes. I'm going to flick to the right.
Schedule. Optionally specify starting and ending hours. Specify hours. Switched button off.
Now you probably wonder why I have that switched off. That's because I don't really care. The values are adjusted for 12 hours, and I like them on a little bit longer than a 12-hour span. So I have my phone set to do not disturb at 11 o'clock p.m., so when Do Not Disturb turns on, my chimes turn off. When my phone wakes up at 6 a.m., so do the chimes.
Add chimes button.
So you can add chimes. Here we can hear the various sounds of the chimes. Let's go in. Double tap.
Add schedule button. Restore button.
There's restore purchase. So if you lose your app somehow, if you lose your chimes will be restored when you hit the restore button. Flicking to the right.
Selected preview sound button.
All right, we're going to preview the sounds. And if I swipe to the right.
St. Michael chimes. Preview sound button.
We'll double tap here to preview the sound.
Selected preview sound.
Isn't that nice? All right, we're going to flick to the right.
St. Michael chimes. Preview sound button. Whittington chimes.
Here's Whittington. I don't have this one yet, but I intend to get it.
99 cents button.
And you can hear that's 99 cents. And if I were to double tap that, I'd be taken to a page where I could buy the chime. I flick over to the right.
Westminster chimes too.
Here's the second group of Westminster chime.
99 cents button.
Flicking to the right one more time.
Preview sound button.
Let's turn speech off.
Speech off.
Double tap the preview button. That's actually taken from a real grandfather clock. Turning on speech.
Speech on.
Flicking to the right with one finger.
Westminster chimes 3. $0.99 button.
Okay, so that will allow me to buy that chime as well. All right, let's touch the top left of the screen.
Schedule button. Schedule button. Restore. Schedule button.
And if I double tap here.
Settings button. Settings. Add chimes button. Schedule. Optionally specify starting and ending hours. Specify hours. Switched button off.
Now let's
double
turn it.
Tap to toggle settings.
Let's turn it on so you can actually listen to the schedule.
On. Starting hour. 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Now, if I flick to the right.
Decrement. Dimmed button.
Decrement. Dimmed. Well, it's set for a 12-hour span, and you can't go any lower. So we'll flick to the right.
Increment button.
And if I hit the increment button, it will move to 10. Let's hit it.
Increment.
And swipe to the left.
Decrement button. 10 a.m.
You can hear it's 10. If I swipe to the right twice.
Increment button.
Double tap.
Increment.
Flick to the left two times.
Deck 11 a.m.
And there's 11 a.m. Let's decrease this.
Deck increment button.
Let's increase this.
Increment button.
Double tap.
Increment.
Double tap one more time.
Increment.
And we'll get back to.
Deck 1 p.m. Deck increment button. Ending hour, 9 p.m.
So you can see how that works.
Decrement button.
Let's decrease.
Decrement. Decrement.
So now flicking to the left.
7 p.m. Ending hour. Increment. 1 p.m. Starting switched button on.
Let's flick to the right so we can hear what it's set for now.
Starting hour. 1 p.m. Decrement button. Increment button. Ending hour. 7 p.m.
So you can see how that works.
Decrement button. Increment button. You can choose up to a 12-hour span.
Let's flick all the way back now to get to specified times. And I'm going to choose never. Flicking to the left now with one finger.
Decrement. 7. Ending. Increment. Decrement. 1 p.m. Starting hour. Switched button. On.
Let's turn it off.
Double tap to off.
All right. So now my Do Not Disturb will take care of those chimes, turning them on when I want, turning them off when I want, depending on your phone settings.
Clock button.
There it is. All right. Let's double tap on that.
11:24 a.m.
And we're back to clock now. Let me show you what comes with the clock. I will demonstrate the Westminster chime that comes with the clock next. That's a really nice chime that they give you when you buy the app. The gong? Oh, well, you'll have to buy the app in order to hear the gong. Just a little incentive. I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of Grand Clock. I hope you like it as much as I do. This has been Randy Rusnak reporting for AppleViz. If you want to get a hold of me, look for me on Twitter. The Big R. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleViz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.